This is the FM Gold channel of All India Radio. In the program News Analysis, now we bring you a discussion on Triple Talaq Ordinance. The participants are Amit Khemka, legal expert, and Satya Prakash, journalist.
The central government has promulgated the Muslim Woman Protection of Rights on Marriage Ordinance 2018. The ordinance was brought in because the bill on the subject introduced in the Lok Sabha, or rather passed by the Lok Sabha in December 2017, is still pending in the Rajya Sabha. Prime Minister Modi, in his address to the nation from the ramparts of Red Fort, had promised that he will get justice to Muslim women, and now this ordinance has come. Mr. Khemka, what are the important points of this ordinance? Because there was a judgment of the Supreme Court last year which declared triple talaq, instant triple talaq, completely unconstitutional and illegal.
First achievement of this ordinance, I feel, is that it defines the talaq which is not acceptable in law, the talaq which is illegal. Now, this law makes it, till now, it was only on the basis of the Supreme Court judgment that the instant triple talaq or talaq-e-biddat was held to be illegal. Now, it is by way of a legislative act that the instant triple talaq has been made illegal and it has been defined. To be precise, it now says a talaq which is instantaneous in nature and is irrevocable in nature is going to be now illegal by virtue of this ordinance. And not only that, it makes it illegal, it makes it punishable also. It makes it an offense to give any instant triple talaq. So this is the progressive thing which has taken place by virtue of this act, that it has not only defined what instant triple talaq is, what talaq-e-biddat is, but it has also made it punishable at the instance of the aggrieved woman or aggrieved wife, that it is only upon the complaint of the wife that any criminal action can be taken. Though it is a cognizable offense, however, if the cognizance by the police can also not be taken without the complaint of the wife. If she does not make a complaint, there cannot be any cognizance taken by the
police. And it also makes it clear that it covers oral, written, or in any electronic form, all sorts of methods, or rather communication means used for pronouncing triple talaq, that is covered under this new law. Apart from making it punishable, what are the important provisions of this law? Because ordinance is also a law. What makes it so important? Because the government has chosen not to wait for the Rajya Sabha to pass the bill. As promised by the Prime Minister, the government has gone ahead with this law.
There are two, three very important things. One is, as I said, that it defines instant triple talaq or talaq-e-biddat. Till now, we did not have a statutory definition of talaq-e-biddat. It is a customary definition was there, but now it is a statutory definition which is available to us. And it says that if it is irrevocable and if it is instant, then only it will be called talaq-e-biddat or talaq. Now, that is the definition of now in the act. The second thing which it does is that makes this type of talaq illegal. It is in the line with the international practices, that where there are countries which are totally call themselves Muslim countries or Islamic countries, there also this type of a talaq is not in prevalence. Even the Supreme Court, when it gave the judgment, said that such kind of talaq is not there even in the Sharia, even in the Quran. So that is what was observed even by the Supreme Court. The second thing which this act does is to make this kind of a talaq not only illegal, but also punishable up to 3 years of imprisonment and fine also. Fourth thing which it does is that it provides the provision for the maintenance of the victim wife and the dependent children. Now that is the other progressive provision in this particular act. It will be the responsibility of such a husband who is resorting to such an illegal talaq to maintain, to provide subsistence allowance to the wife and to the dependent children.
So far as the situation on the ground is concerned, despite the Supreme Court declaring instant triple talaq unconstitutional and illegal. The court also said that it is not tuned with the provisions of the Quran also. But despite that, this practice was going on. Now that this law has come, it has declared it an offense, 3-year punishment, and the provision for protection to the woman and the child born to that woman. How do you see this protection given to Muslim women? Because it's the core and basically the heart of the law. Because it's not just punishing the culprit, but also offering protection to the woman. Otherwise, she was nowhere to go.
Let us look at it. Why only instant triple talaq? Because it was very prevalent because of the illiteracy, because of the underdeveloped society, as if Muslims are in our country, that a person out of anger or out of illiteracy, out of not being able to appreciate the situation, he would, in a drunk situation, he would just say talaq, 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 and the woman will have nowhere to go.
Not all, but maybe
in a section of society. That kind of a situation certainly has to be avoided. That person himself might later on repent that what have I done. This is absolutely inhuman in nature. If a person out of anger or out of instantaneous or momentary thing, if he pronounces talaq and thereafter the wife and husband are separated. So it looks inhuman and unnatural. So that is the whole thing. But the biggest achievement of this kind of a legislation would be, and the pronouncement of the Supreme Court would be, that even to the illiterate people, even to the underdeveloped society, a message, because it is being discussed in the media, it is being talked about in the media, it is being talked among the people. So now everybody would know. And if it is made an offense also, then a message will go that if you resort to this kind of a thing, then you can be punished. At the same time, the law has taken care to make it a compoundable offense at the instance.
I'll come to the compounding of the offense,
yes.
But before that, the law also provides that the custody of minor children will go to the woman. Because in many cases, what was happening was that a woman is pronounced instant triple talaq and she is thrown out of the house, children taken back, and she had no financial or even emotional support. So one good thing about this new law is that it gives the custody of minor children to the woman. But before I come to the compounding of the offense or the provision for bail under this law, why is it that in India it has continued for so long? Supreme Court verdict was only last year. This ordinance has come just now. In Turkey, it was banned in the year 1926. In Egypt, 1929. Tunisia, 1955. Even in Pakistan, it was banned way back in 1961. In Bangladesh also, it's illegal. It's in Sri Lanka also, it's illegal. Why is it so that in India, it continued for so long?
It is obvious that there are political reasons. That, I mean, most of the political parties have never had the political will to take such a decision. And that is why it was the Supreme Court which had to take the initial steps. So it is absolutely clear that none of the political parties had that will. So it is only after the Supreme Court has taken the first steps, then the government of the day has also thought it fit to bring it a legislation to crystallize the situation. Another thing is the underdeveloped society of the Muslims themselves. It is because of the illiteracy, it is because of the underdeveloped society that they have been wary of any interference with their personal law, with little realizing that it is not in their own interest to have such kind of practices. It is not good for their own society, it is not good for their own kids, it is not good for their own woman. So that is what the society itself has not realized. That is the whole problem.
But then a large section of the Muslim society, a progressive section, they are for the new law. I saw many progressive Muslim leaders supporting the Supreme Court verdict.
The biggest proof of that is that the petitioner before the Supreme Court was a Muslim lady only. It was not some other people. It was out of the Muslim society itself. So you can't say that there are no progressive people amongst that particular caste.
What about the provision for bail under the new law? Because there have been apprehensions that have been expressed regarding the arrest of husband and then how the family will survive. What is the provision regarding bail under this new ordinance?
See, that is the major change which has been brought in that ordinance. The bill which is pending, which was passed by the Lok Sabha, it made this offense non-bailable. But now there is a change that not only it has been made compoundable, but at the instance of the, magistrate can release the person arrested on bail. That way it still remains a non-bailable offense, then it has been diluted a bit so that if the magistrate thinks it proper, he can release the accused on bail.
But the only thing is that the provision is saying that before the magistrate decides to grant bail to the accused, he has to hear woman in question, then only he can decide the case. What about compounding of the offense? Because in most of the matrimonial cases, the cases can be compounded. Even 498A can be compounded. It has been made compoundable offense. So first, what is a compoundable offense and how it operates so far as triple talaq, instant triple talaq is concerned?
You asked me to that what is compounding. Basically, any offense, it is considered against the state. Now, when it comes to these kind of offenses which are among the family itself, like against the wife or against in the family itself, so the legislature thinks it proper in these kind of offenses that whenever there is a possibility of resettlement, whenever there is a possibility of reconciliation, that opportunity should be allowed. Because otherwise, most of the cases which are against the state, it is only the state which can either withdraw the case, or even those offenses cannot be withdrawn without the leave of the court. There are only very few offenses or petty offenses or offenses of lighter nature which are allowed to be compounded or where the plea bargain can take place. But here in this particular case, because it is between the husband and wife, the president in this case right now or the cabinet in its own wisdom has thought it fit that the opportunity should be provided to the wife and the husband to reconcile and to settle. In that way, this particular criminality should not come in their way of reconciliation.
There are some aspects of this ordinance. Muslim women, of course, they have welcomed this ordinance. But All India Muslim Personal Law Board has said they will challenge the ordinance. There are various political parties oppose the cabinet decision. How do you see the politics around this issue, the way it has been handled by various political parties? Do you think their stand is perfect or it is in tune with what it should be, the women's rights?
Intention behind the ordinance, I would not like to doubt the intention. So far as politics which is going around it is not for us to comment on that. However, there is one argument on which the court will have to test this particular act, and that is discrimination. Whether such a provision could be made only against in case of Muslims, or should it not have been in respect of all the people who desert the wife? Now, that would be a question of discrimination for which it will be challenged by somebody and the court will have to pronounce a judgment on it.
But then desertion is not a crime. Desertion is been dealt with under the Hindu Marriage Act. Here it's not desertion. It's pronouncing instant triple talaq, which has been declared unconstitutional by the Supreme Court.
I'm not saying whether it will be declared unconstitutional or not, but I'm only telling you that it will be one of the matters on which it will be challenged. It will be for the court to say whether that ground exists or not.
But one thing is clear that in any case, this ordinance will have to be cleared by Parliament. Once Parliament reassembles, so within 6 weeks, the reassembling of Parliament, it will have to be cleared by Parliament or it will cease to operate. Let's see how things unfold. Lok Sabha has already passed this bill. But now whatever is there in the ordinance will be presented as a bill once Parliament reassembles. And within 6 months, it will have to be cleared by Parliament. Most likely, as All India Muslim Personal Law Board has said, they will challenge it. Most likely, it will go for another round of litigation and judicial scrutiny. Let's hope that in the process, the rights that have been given to Muslim women, they are realized and they get justice.
And they are able to live happily.
Happily and a life of human dignity. Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on Triple Talaq Ordinance. The participants were Amit Khemka, legal expert, and Satya Prakash, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. This program is also available on our website, newsonair.nic.in. You may email your opinion about this program at airnstalks@gmail.com.